Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On today. Got some great information to share with you. It's a new book that I'm carrying with me everywhere I go. It's called Introducing the 10 Terrains of Consciousness. Understand yourself and other people and our world. It's by Alan David Reed and Tani Wolf, and they're actually calling in now from Australia, where it's tomorrow. But they wanted to stay up late and be on the show, and I so appreciate that. So you know how we always say, oh, we're just in a different place. We're just in a different part of evolution. You know, that person isn't on the same plane. Here is a look at those 10 planes as devised by Alan David Reed and Tani Wolf. It's so cool. It reminds me a little bit of the five elements. You know how we've talked about that? Oh, you know, he's a wood and you're an earth, or she's a fire and you're a water. It's just a way of looking at things, right? This goes so much beyond that. It's much clearer. Here's the thing. You're going to be able to take a simple online quiz to find out what terrain you're at. And when you get the book, there's so many things to dive into about the terrain that you're on. There's 10 of them. Very quickly, I'm going to go through the 10 terrains. And this is just the briefest of explanations. But let's try to see where you're at. The first terrain, matter-based terrain. They said this is the first of the 10 terrains of consciousness. Maybe 2.5% of people in the entire world are at this place. And these people are completely alone in life. They believe they're separate from everyone else. They're separate from nature. They're separate from higher self. They're separate from infinite consciousness. They don't have any story to explain their world. They are at the first matter-based terrain. Next is the faith-based terrain. And the authors believe 6.5% of people in the world are here, where they believe in the possibility of being safe and they believe they're able to influence the world around them. People at this level, they say, ruled by mistrust. You probably don't know a lot of those either. Next is the will-based terrain. Their symbol is the pyramid, and a person at this terrain is experiencing the journey of free will. The authors believe about 10% of the people in the world are at this terrain, and these people believe that they alone have power over their own destiny. This is the will-based terrain. They refuse to be controlled or told what to do by anyone in a position of authority. Now, the next terrain, you may know a few of these. They believe 25% of the people in the world are of this order-based terrain. Their symbol is a square. And these people believe there is something bigger than themselves and more important than their own will and desires. And that is the common good of the majority. So at this terrain, being a cog in a greater machine gives people a sense of place and service and meaning. People like white-collared workers who are at the same job for their whole life, or people who read all the fashion magazines and have to make sure that they're always in fashion. They're at this order-based terrain, and the symbol for them is a square. The next is the reflection-based terrain. 32% of the people in the world, it is believed, are at this level. And at this terrain, people realize they can choose their own unique identity rather than being assigned an identity by, you know, quote-unquote, the system. People at this level spend a great deal of energy clarifying and expressing their own unique way of seeing the world. And there's levels in each terrain, too. I'm telling you, you're going to love this book. It's so interesting, and you're going to want to find out what terrain you're at. So also at this terrain, a visionary entrepreneur who wants to build a global brand or a radical social justice activist. Is that you? Next is the connection-based terrain. The symbol is a circle. At the connection-based terrain, the biggest shift happens in people's hearts. Their hearts open up enough to be able to feel a visceral connection to the web of life. They feel personally connected to the earth, to plants, to animals, to their ancestors, to future generations. Ooh, I feel connected sometimes. Not so much to the future, but definitely to animals. The connection-based terrain is a dramatic departure from the reflection-based terrain because it moves from the head to the heart, from the complexity of thinking to the simplicity of loving. Okay, and then that circle moves into a spiral to the coherence-based terrain. Not a lot of people at this stage, 2.5% in the world. It's a big shift that happens when their sense of connectedness expands beyond the web of life on planet Earth to the entire cosmic tapestry. Do you feel connected to the cosmic tapestry? I may have once. Their symbol is a spiral. And then the unity-based terrain is the final one where I guess, you know, maybe 0.02% of the people in the world they believe are at this terrain where they are just one with the universe. Om Shanti Shanti. They are just one with the universe. They believe they are everything, every person, every animal, every plant, every object, every single molecule in the multi-universe. Is that you? Understand yourself and other people and our world, the 10 terrains of consciousness. You can just dive into this book and find out, you know, what your mother is, what your honey is. And I think this is really going to help people understand each other better and have compassion, because every terrain, they're just different levels of consciousness. And if we're lucky and growing, we'll probably pass through several levels in a lifetime. So from Australia, we're talking to Californian Alan David Reed, a pioneer in the field of virtual reality in Silicon Valley. He also has extensive training in quantum physics and all branches of science. He's also a master dowser and intuitive. And his co-author has a master's in law from Oxford. She's also a Feldenkrais practitioner and a spiritual channel. You can discover your terrain at 10terrains.com. Let's get the story.
We're each seeing the world through different colored glasses, and this is what the 10 terrains is really showing us, is that everybody has a different view of reality, a different perception, and that's giving rise to their values and their beliefs. And when you've got people in a house together and they're seeing the world differently, they're going to be fighting to make sure that you see it the way they see it, but that's really going to cause conflict. And the better solution is to understand the way they're seeing the world so that you can speak to them and have more compassion for how they're feeling, scared and needing to feel safe, and they can as well appreciate your point of view.
Alan and Tani, are you on the same terrain?
We're actually at a different terrain from each other, but we've both journeyed through the continuum of terrains over many, many years. So we've both experienced various terrains, because the terrains of consciousness are essentially, they're like different operating systems. They're kind of totally different ways of seeing the world, but people can actually shift from one terrain to the next as they evolve and as they grow, and as they grow in awareness and the consciousness expands, they can actually have a massive shift. And if somebody has a terrain shift, they might notice it's like the kind of work they're wanting to do changes, kind of people they're resonating with changes, the kind of health modalities that they're drawn to changes, and the whole way that they're viewing the world changes. So it's actually quite a big thing when it does change.
Right. I mean, it only makes sense. If you're growing through life, you would probably grow through terrains. How did you develop this model?
Well, it's been a journey for both of us, and for me through a life of study of the ancient mysteries, the Gnostic teachings, all of the sciences and religions. And when Tani and I met, we were really exploring deeply how to understand the world and looked at quite a lot of things. And in that process, it just emerged. It was as if spirit kind of brought it through us in all the questions we asked, and it kind of came together and revealed itself bit by bit. And as we started to really understand that consciousness being non-local is what we need to be looking at everything from, and how reality is creating all of us, then it just all came together, and we've been testing it and refining it and seeing it play out in the world, and it's got a lot of science behind it at this point.
You know, we've often said we're just not all on the same plane, but I've never read of a formula or a system like yours which actually breaks down where everybody is and what these planes are, so this is really helpful. Alan, you just said consciousness being non-local. What does that mean?
When we think of psychology, oftentimes you'll hear people talk about consciousness coming out of the brain. It's just something that happens as we're living, and it's a product of chemical reactions. But the truth is, and the mystics have been saying this, the enlightened have been always saying this, and now the leading edges of quantum physics and other sciences are starting to discover that the entire universe is a conscious being. It actually is connected, and I have colleagues that are proving this with science and math to really show that we are all connected. And this is not just a concept. When you look at what physicists are seeing now, the two electrons can talk to each other over long distances and simultaneously, beyond the speed of light, both react at the exact same time. There is no separation. We are one infinite, indivisible consciousness, and we are all part of that. Everything comes out of that, and when you understand that, you really can tap into your infinite power, and you can have spontaneous healing. You can have tremendous benefit and tremendous power when you get that we are all of this rather than being apart from it. And when we're apart from it, it's like moonlight apart from the sunlight. We actually aren't as powerful as we can be.
Wow. Well, I just need to sit with that for a minute. I don't know what terrain I'm on, but that's a lot of information there. let me look at it this way. What terrain is that? Is that the unity-based terrain then?
Yes. Unity is really the idea that there is a singular point that is beyond space and time, and everything emerges from this singular point. And we actually, at our core, and literally, if you look at the little flame in all of our hearts, it takes us back to this zero point. It takes us back to this core. We are all that within our hearts. And so the journey is really from the depths of our hearts outward into this physical expression. And from this physical expression, we have different glasses we're seeing the world. We're seeing all of this through. Some are pink, some are blue, some are green. And it's because of that that we're having the problems we're having in the world, because we are thinking things aren't what they really are. And if we could come to understand how each of us are reflecting and seeing the world, and then really truly what we are at our core, we're going to find that the world will have a lot more compassion, and there'll be a lot more harmony and peace. And that's really what everybody's striving for.
Introducing the 10 terrains of consciousness, understand yourself and other people and our world. Alan David Reed and Tani Wolf, our guest. But I believe, I understand what you're saying. All consciousness emanates from one point, and we're all that. We are all, whatever that is, part of that whole big splat. We're in it. We're of it, we're in it. It's all of us, and we're all of it, right? Am I saying, does that make sense to only me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we are all on different terrains. I mean, it would take forever, wouldn't it, for all of us to be on the same terrain to understand that, or is there hope?
Right. Yeah, exactly, Casey. And the thing is, where everybody's at any moment in time, is exactly where they're meant to be. And the thing is, Alan's talking about these really expanded concepts coming from infinity. And all of us deep down are at that, you know, ultimately in our spiritual self. But as a human being living a human experience, we're actually all each at a very different place in the journey of returning to our infinite self. So in any moment in time, someone might have spent 10, 20, 30, 40 years, let's say at the order-based terrain square, and they're living a mainstream life, they're following the consensus reality, they're contributing to society. Of course, at their core, they're a spiritual being, but the terrain that they're embodying in their human self is at square, and we need to allow them to be there, accept them, understand them, have compassion for them, and learn how to communicate them with them so that we can have much more harmony and much less conflict. And perhaps their neighbor or their father or their son or their colleague is at diamond, and he's at a totally different terrain and is seeing the world completely differently. Yes, he's also at his essence a spiritual being, and he's on a journey to eventually come back to that place, but at this moment in time, he's at diamond. And so the advantage of this model is that if people, you know, go to our website, 10terrains.com, and they do the quiz and find out where they're at in their journey at this moment in time, and we tend to give them a report that tells them the lessons that they can learn, that they're here to learn at this point in their journey, the challenges that they're facing, the gifts that they can give the world at this particular terrain, and then they can come to understand where other people are at, and it just allows so much communication, compassion, and harmony to come into the world.
Wow, I love this. 10terrains.com. We can go and take a quiz, because this is so freeing. Instead of trying to change our spouses or our children or our boss, we can realize they're just on a different terrain, have complete compassion, and allow them to be on that terrain. Oh my gosh, that's a new concept. I'm always trying to change people. This is wonderful. But here's a thought that just popped into my mind. You know, I could be on one terrain when I'm at home which is, you know, at one with nature, and on a completely different terrain when I get to work, right?
Well, no, you're actually only at one terrain or at one point in that terrain, because there's actually subpoints in each terrain. You're only at one point along this continuum at any one time. Mm-hmm. And the reason that you may feel different is because you are relating to nature differently than you are at work. But your fundamental operating system in this moment is the same.
Okay.
And your way you're holding your beliefs are the same. So you can have lagging behaviors that will have you act as if you're somewhat regressed in terrains that are more contracted and separated. But you can also be, and this is often the case, if you're sitting in nature, you're actually connecting in and reaching forward and projecting forward into that place, which is our more connected self. So we're sitting in one place, but we can you know, have senses of being at different places.
Gotcha. Wow, I love this. Introducing the 10 terrains of consciousness, understanding yourself and other people and our world. So how long does this test take when I go to 10terrains.com?
It's actually really short. We spent years developing it. We originally had a really, really long one, and it's taken us a lot of time to get it down to just about 10 minutes is all it takes. But everything that we learned from all those years has enabled us to create a fairly short test. And it's actually quite fun to do and quite interesting, because you really get to see like your core relationship with reality. They're quite deep questions, because we're really trying to get underneath people's beliefs, you know, underneath what they've read in books or spiritual books or personal growth books, to really what they're embodying in their own life at that point in time. So it's actually a really interesting test to do. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we recommend you do it. You can go to our website, 10terrains.com. Yeah, and have a go. And as I say, you can then get a report. It's a 40-page report, and it really goes in detail into where you're at in this moment in time in your journey. And some people will be really in the pocket of their terrain, like they're at diamond. Someone else might be at diamond in the process of moving to circle. And at that point, you know, or they're at square in the process of moving to diamond. And the report will really explain the kind of challenges they're facing, although it's such a massive growth spurt in their life.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're partnered with someone or you've got a close family situation happening, as you mentioned before, people are trying to change each other. And the reason that's happening is because from each individual's perspective at their terrain, they need everybody to feel and think the way they do in order for them to feel safe and for their sense of belief and belonging and values to be validated. So because of that, you get everybody trying to change everybody. But here, when we understand that it's perfectly okay to be where you're at and have the understanding and experience you're having, and when you can understand your family and your relationships more clearly, then you're seeing that they're really just coming from a place that needs to make them feel safe. And you can then, you know, start to communicate with them in that way, and they you. And so it actually does sort of loosen these tightly bound knots that we're all kind of finding ourselves in, especially with people being locked in for months at a time.
Right, exactly. So do you give us some advice, like how a circle would interact with a radial?
We're in the process of doing lots of YouTube videos at the moment explaining all these kinds of things, and, you know, people send us in questions, we answer them. At the moment, we've recently done a series about the coronavirus crisis, and we've done a separate video on each terrain and how people at each terrain are handling and responding to that crisis very differently. And, yeah, you really can take this model and apply it to lots of different things that are happening in the world, to how people respond to different things, people's different approaches to health and healing, people's different approaches to money and career and business, people's different approaches to relationships and dating. And so really, depending on what people ask us, we tend to answer those questions. And it's just a really helpful tool.
Mm-hmm. And your report will give you a way to see from that particular point you're at, sort of in either direction, how people are relating to you and seeing you. But if you read our book, you'll get a general understanding, and the two together, the report giving a specific relationship to you and then the book giving you a general overview, you'll have a very solid foundation for being able to truly understand yourself and your spiritual journey. You'll understand your others and your relationships, and you'll start to really see our world playing out in a way you never have been able to before.
Yeah, because we've definitely found that once people really understand the 10 terrains model and then they start to look out at the world at what's happening and they can start to see the terrains that different leaders are coming from or different cultures, different countries are at different terrains. Looking back through history, you can see the evolution of culture as representing that terrain that it was at that time. So for people who are really interested in politics and history and things like that, it can be really juicy stuff.
And what we have to look at is an understanding of what we call a prevailing terrain, because the nation is a group of people, and in that group of people, if you take all add up all of their terrains together and average it out, you'll find that that country is sitting at a certain terrain. So in Australia, they're still more at the square terrain, whereas the United States has actually moved to the reflection-based terrain diamonds, and it is just because of this COVID event just come out of the stationary point at the Valley of Diamond, and it's starting now the very long climb up the mountain to Circle.
Wow. Okay, so there's hope for us.
Well, yes, there is hope, because this entire universe is aware of itself and super conscious, and we are that super consciousness. So there is hope for us, because it's what's being created, and we're learning as we're all learning. It's teaching us, and we're informing it as we go.
Okay. I just have only 1,000 more questions in the few minutes we have left. You say the universe is conscious of itself. Okay, I get that. But who's feeling that consciousness? Like, am I feeling the universe's consciousness? Or is it that back at that point where we all came from? Is that where it feels the consciousness? Go.
Well, imagine the universe at that point, and we're all its eyes and ears and hands and toes and feet. We're all extensions of it. So we're all eyes of the universe looking at itself.
I'm going to need a whole weekend with you guys, okay? Whole weekend. Wonderful. So you both have such interesting backgrounds. Do you have, ridiculous question, but do you have day jobs, or is this all you do now?
This is what we're doing for the planet, yes.
And actually, this time we're quite busy, because a lot of people are asking us, like, what is going on with what's happening in the world at the moment? Can you give us a terrain perspective on that? And we actually can, because a lot of the things that are happening in the world have come out of the fact that at the moment, as a collective in the Western world, we're at the reflection-based terrain diamond. And so a lot of the positive things that we've seen change in the last 50 years since the 1960s, you know, we've had the dissemination of information on the internet, we've had freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom of gender, so many things that have, you know, customization, individualization, so many things that have changed in people's careers and career paths, and so much more freedom in our lives, freedom to choose our own path, have come out of being at the reflection-based terrain diamond. But there's also been a bit of a shadow come out of that, which is, you know, an addiction to change and technology and disconnection from nature and a speeding up of our lives and a lot of disconnection socially. And so that's the flip side of all the amazing progress we've had. And so the 10 terrains can really help us understand that, because all of that has come out of the basics of this terrain. But then as a collective, as we start to shift over the next 20, 40, 50 years in the direction of the connection-based terrain circle, we're going to start to see some things change. A greater connection with nature, a greater connection with ourselves, more of a sense of community. There's actually a lot of hope when you see the little communities around the world who are living at this terrain, connection-based terrain circle. There are already communities around the world that live like that, and they're kind of way showers for what could happen in our world as we continue this evolutionary journey. But it's not such a fun process when you're in the middle of shifting, you know. Yeah. It actually takes a lot to get a person to shift terrain, and it takes a lot to get a collective civilization to shift terrain. It usually takes big crisis.
Right.
And so in a person's individual life, they might have a divorce or a death in the family. In a country's life, they might have a massive coronavirus, you know. So it's these kinds of things that are happening at the moment because we're in this moment of shift.
Okay. And is the point of it all for us to shift back to some sort of perfection?
Well, everything is perfect at every moment. But what we are saying is that the universe that we all are is a self-healing system, because it is all one indivisible consciousness, and your body will heal itself. If you cut it, it automatically heals itself. Well, if we have, through ages of trauma and war and all of the stories we accumulate and, you know, programming, have pulled ourselves and separated ourselves in our perception from that which we already were, then we're slowly healing. It's slowly healing us back And of course, then cataclysms can traumatize us again, and a lot of fear can be introduced. But what we're learning is how to, in this time, really let go of the fear and come back into love. And it's the power of love, it's the power from the infinite place in our hearts that allows us to do this healing very quickly and for all of us to come back to a neutral place.
Okay. Alan David Reed and Tanny Wolf, 10 Terrains of Consciousness, and you can visit their website, 10terrains.com, to find out where you are. Thank you for tuning in to Shine On. We've got things going on. You can find out more at casey.co. Join the Circle of Women on Sundays at the market at Mount Carmel. Our thought for the day is from Walter Russell. Walter Russell noted in the book we're talking about today under additional resources, he wrote The Universal One and said, "The electric energy which motivates us is not within our bodies at all. It is part of the universal supply which flows through us from the universal source with an intensity set by our desires and our will." Shine on.